Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100. Is this music still playing? Yes, it is. 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM. The Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430. It's gone. All right, good. And also you can see the show. There's not much to see unless you like train wrecks and car wrecks and audio carnage. You can actually see it by watching the Facebook live stream of the show. I'll never understand why anybody watches any of these episodes other than when we have in-studio guests, because the in-studio guests are really good. Yesterday is a great example. I want to thank both former State Senator Frank Hoagland, who is running as the challenger against incumbent Ron Ferguson, who represents the District 96 Ohio House. Both were in studio here yesterday. Incredible debate, almost the entire 2 hours. And I'll give you an update about what the numbers are with Facebook. Hold on a second. The views, now it's 9,700. Facebook views, 9,700 Facebook views in roughly 24 hours. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable. And again, it's because you had two in-studio guests and nobody had to see me. And you know, who could blame them? So, but thanks to both of them. We'll try to get them both back on here to talk about stuff. So there's that. And again, we've sprayed down the studio and because of the section or the segment with Mr. Big Willie talking about all he knows about the lot lizard industry, and we sprayed with his disinfectant spray, and it's summer scent, and so the studio smells like like summer, kind of, sort of. Anyway, so there's that. Let's see. What else? Okay, Dimitri Graffiti coming up. The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call. The phone number is 740-325-1490. We'll get to the wheeling snow removal thing in 2 seconds. When your call's answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant. So we have that coming up, but not on Facebook, because Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri Graffiti issues with the music royalty. So we have that. All right, next. This story here, and this is just a great example, and I'm not picking on 7 this time, WTRF, because they all do this. We don't have reporting here in the Valley. What we have here are stenographers who are pretending to be reporters, typically young, inexperienced, their first jobs. They're trying to, you know, they're trying to make a living at this in the media. I don't blame them at all. I really don't. They're young. They're not qualified. They work for essentially a little more than minimum wage. God bless them. Some of them will do well someday somewhere else. Certainly not here. But they don't, you know, they essentially they're just stenographers that are being told, hey, you're a journalist now. Go cover a fundraiser. You know, but they're essentially stenographers. The coverage, and I'm not picking on 7 because the others do it as well. The story from 7, Wheeling road crews face salt supply concerns following winter storm. And Channel 7 is going on and on about the hectic weekend and the road crews and this, that, and the other, and operations superintendent Steve Johnston, and on and on and on and on. All right, fine. Did it ever occur to anyone, any so-called journalist here in the Valley, to go out and actually see how they cleaned the streets in Wheeling? It's a trick question. One person did. One person in the media did. And that would be me. Yesterday, after the show, I drove to Wheeling. Just went down 470, got off, went through Bridgeport, Wheeling Island, and up on Main. Want to get coffee at the New Bridge Coffee Shop. Rudy there, she does a great job. All the people there do a great job. I just want to get some coffee. give some business to Wheeling businesses. I'm a member of the Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. That's the one everybody needs to join. Wheeling Area Chamber of Commerce. They have different functions there at the Newbridge Cafe. It's a very nice place. And so I'm pulling off of the 70 right before the tunnel, down that ramp where sometimes they have homeless people saying, hey, give me money. And I'm wondering if I'm going to find a parking space in Wheeling so I can get my coffee. And as soon as I go on Main Street, I look over to the left, and there are all these parking spaces. And I'm thinking to myself, this is great. God, I hope Newbridge Cafe is open, which they were. Rudy was there. And I'm thinking, I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I'm going to get a great parking space here on the left because they actually cleared the snow off of the street. And so I pull into the parking space, even the first one right near the intersection, and suddenly realize that I can't get out of my car because all the snow that they removed from the street is now on the curb. That's why there were all these parking spaces there. Like, you can't, you can park there, but you can't open the door if you're a driver. Jeez. All these people had to do in Wheeling is to remove the snow not only from the street, but also from the curbs. You don't need salt for that. You just need some manpower. You just need some muscle so that customers can park on Main Street on the left-hand side. Drivers can actually open the car door, get out and go and buy stuff from the different businesses in Wheeling. This is not rocket science. This really isn't. And the other thing with the snow removal in Wheeling, with these bioswales, this almost happened to me. These bioswales are essentially huge holes in the ground that if you don't know that they're there, and if they're covered with snow, and you go across one thinking, well, that's a parking space, you're going to end up being stuck. Your car is going to be hanging over the edge there because of these bioswales. The snow removal in Wheeling from the street, it was okay. But what did they do with the snow? I literally, all the parking spaces were available, every single one. And it didn't dawn on me why they were all available until I tried to get out of my car. I couldn't do it. So I ended up pulling up to the next block and then going in that little park area and then going in and getting my coffee. But honestly, this is not rocket science. The issue here is not even so much salt as it is common sense. Got to say goodbye to our Facebook friends because we got to do Dimitri Graffiti. We'll do it again tomorrow. Share this everywhere if you would, please. All right. Dimitri Graffiti is coming up next. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. And when you call, again, do not interact with a host. That would be me. Make sure your radio's turned down when you call so we don't get any feedback. Follow the rules of engagement, and then you can talk about pretty much anything you want. This next segment is all for you.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
go!
Dimitri Graffiti, the rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant.
I'm going to sit here and wait till you ask me by name, and then I'm going to talk to you about the snow. Hello? Can you hear me, Dimitri? I'm going to sit here and wait till you ask me my name.
the bit of graffiti. Graffiti.
Glenn Elliott would have handled this situation better.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. Soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti: do not have your radio on when you call 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate any federal, state, or local laws, and above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, a group of lizards is a lounge. So find a lounge and you'll find some lizards.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Ooh, yeah, the mushroom ring. So you mean the surgeon slowed her up on your knees? It's going on up for you, dick.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Bill DeFabio was the ultimate lounge lizard.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Yeah, does anyone know who keeps calling in that has a voice that sounds like a dial tone?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Mendeley, Mendeley, is that you?
Dimitri Graffiti.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, what time does that Navani show come on with that high school kid?
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Hear me out, Dimitri. Bring a middle school kid on, you can outpace Devontae with that high school kid. I'm just saying.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Brook County Schools, the place to be.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication.
Dimitri Graffiti.
What time will you be playing the Mind Bulletin Report? I gotta see if I got to go to work.
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.